It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
This is the teaching on Once Saved, Always Saved, Part 2. Another great example of individuals that rise and fall by choice, Jesus in John chapter 6 teaches that he is the bread of life, that his words are spirit and life. And in John chapter 6 verse 66, the scriptures teach, "For from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." Individual disciples. And there were many disciples that started out with Jesus as he chose the 70 and others. These individuals made a choice to turn back from Jesus Christ. Psalm 9 teaches another example of those that rise and fall. Scripture says in Psalm 9 verse 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell." That's self-evident. We know that. But here's the caveat. "And all nations that forget God." You cannot forget God unless you remembered God in the first place. You cannot forget God unless you walked with God in the first place. So individuals had to know the Lord in order to forget the Lord. Individuals here made a choice to forget God. Not only will the wicked be judged, but also those that knew the Lord and chose to go astray and forget God. The Bible teaches in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 that in the latter days many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Individuals cannot depart from the faith unless they were already in the faith. Individuals cannot walk away from God unless they first walked with God. Individuals can make a choice to walk away from God, to depart from the faith, to shipwreck their faith, to make a choice to go back into the world. Another great example of those that rise and those that fall. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 through 22, it says, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ," speaking of salvation, "and are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." Verse 22 of 2 Peter says, "But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire." There, a quote from Proverbs 26, verse 11, Peter giving an analogy of those that are delivered from the pollutions of the world, but yet go back into it. It's worse for them that have known it to go back. It's worse now because they know better and they still do it. It's likened unto a dog that vomits up the sickness and disease that's troubling their stomach, and they go back and lap up the vomit all over again. Individuals delivered from adultery, vomited out through deliverance and salvation, and go back and lap it up. Individuals delivered from fornication and vomited out through salvation and deliverance, and now go back and lap it up. Individuals delivered from stealing, selfishness, drunkenness, and drugs through salvation, through deliverance in Jesus Christ, go back and lap it up. It's worse than the beginning. And the Bible states the way of transgressors is hard. Point number four. At what point do the scriptures teach that individual believers lose their salvation? When we think of the doctrine of once saved, always saved not being true, a question is always asked, at what point does a person lose their salvation? Let's look at the scriptures and let the scriptures teach us. In the book of Galatians and in the book of 1 John is clear teaching on when this happens. Losing your salvation is not one sin and you're out, although it can be. Losing your salvation is not three strikes and you're out, although it can be. Losing your salvation is defined in Scripture as going back to a lifestyle of sin. Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 19 through 21 says, the works of the flesh or the behavior of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That word do in verse 21 is the word poeo, which means to practice, which means a lifestyle. This is reinforced in 1 John chapter 3. Verse number 4, 8, and 9, you see the word committeth. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. In verse 8, it says committeth sin. In verse 9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That word commit is the same word as do in the book of Galatians, which is the Greek word poeo, which means to practice, which means a lifestyle. What this means is there's a retrogression. Individuals begin to have a demise. They begin to go astray and begin to live a lifestyle of sin. They begin to be spiritually separated from God in sin. They ignore the chastisement from God and through the precious Holy Spirit. For the Bible says, wherefore, when the Holy Spirit speaketh, harden not your heart. They begin to walk in blindness as a result, for sin deceives individuals, as clearly taught in Hebrews chapter 3, and the demise continues. Romans chapter 1 verse 21 puts this in context. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Deception. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So here we see a demise. Individuals begin to retrogress. Individuals begin to go astray. And as they begin to go astray, there's more and more deception. Sin no longer feels like sin. It becomes justified in their mind. It becomes rationalized in their mind. They begin to try and make sense of sin and try and justify sin. For example, it's okay for us to live together outside of marriage. We can pool our resources. We can make it together. And in the flesh, this makes sense. In the flesh, it feels right. There's great deception that goes along with sin. Individuals are blinded to the truth. And individuals now, as a result, begin to have a lifestyle of sin. They give their heart over to sin. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It begins to feel right. It begins to sound right. Everybody else is doing it. It makes sense. And that great deception now becomes license and a lifestyle of sin. And individuals have changed allegiance from God whenever they are in sin for, and they begin to change their trust where they're trusting in that sin, and they change their allegiance and patriotism from God to that sin. And they are blinded, and they become what's called reprobate minds. They believe a truth is a lie, and a lie is a truth. They begin to dismiss the scriptures and begin to believe their own mind, their own rationalization, and their own justification. The scriptures say there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Sin begins to blind individuals. Sin begins to pull individuals astray. Sin begins to have a great demise, a great haze over the individual's eyes, and a malaise goes over their eyes, and individuals no longer see clearly spiritually through the scriptures or through the leading of the Holy Spirit. They are looking now through the lens of sin, and because of this lifestyle, they are now one heartbeat away from hell. They are now one breath away from losing their life, from dying in their sins. The answer is to repent. Jesus told the churches in Revelation to repent. Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus said in John chapter 8, ye shall die in your sins if you do not believe in him that sent me. Individuals can choose to go astray. Yes, individuals can start out with the Lord, but individuals can choose to go astray. Yes, individuals can fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him in salvation, but individuals can choose to give their heart to another. Yes, individuals can start out with the Lord, but they can choose to go back into the world. The good news is that the same God that saved us in the beginning of our journey is the same God that can forgive us if we go astray. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Jesus Christ can wash us and cleanse us and forgive us. Jesus said, come to me, and in no wise I'll cast you out. The woman caught in the midst of adultery was forgiven and cleansed by the Lord Jesus Christ on the spot. In that very moment she came to him. There is forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is cleansing in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is love in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him and receive a fresh washing, a fresh cleansing in the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. It's not enough to start. We must finish. This is the teaching on Once Saved, Always Saved, Part 2. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.